Yeah, what's great, family, and welcome to another edition of Celebrate Life 531, the podcast. And we're coming to you, man, just to really give you perspective. That's what it's all about. Ultimately, your life is a celebration. And if you don't see it as a celebration, you're probably going to see it in a destructive manner. You know, even though life comes with death, life comes with so many things that can be challenging. Life comes with so many things that can deter us, that can not empower us, but discourage us. We got to still see the value in life in itself, because we did not have to be here. So ultimately, when you come here to this podcast, this is for the uplifting. This is for an altering perspective. This is to keep it real as well and transparent. Because honestly, man, it's great to be optimistic, but I'm also going to give you a real standpoint in life and try to give you an unbiased perspective when it comes down to it. But nonetheless, man, we're going to continue to build, and we want to see everyone do the best. We want to see everyone celebrate their life, no matter where they are, no matter what level you're on. Life is a celebration in itself, even in the pain, the loss, the death, the happiness, the success, the failure, whatever it may be. It's an experience that we ultimately we couldn't have had. So with that being said, man, I want to jump into what we have for the topic for today. And today is just talking about how 9-to-5 is slavery. 9-to-5 slaving. And I know some people may not share the same perspective. Some people may feel the same. But nonetheless, man, I definitely want to talk about it briefly. And, you know, maybe in another podcast, we can get some more people on, get some feedback, get some ideas on how they feel about just that 9-to-5 slavery in itself. And if you look at it as slavery, let me know. If you don't look at it as slavery, let me know. It's a discussion that can be had. But some of the points I want to bring to the forefront about this is the fact that, one, when you work in a 9-to-5 setting, if it's something that you don't enjoy doing and don't necessarily love, or if you don't have a plan in place, ultimately you are building somebody else's dream. That's the first thing. If you work in there, you don't enjoy it, you dislike your job, you hate it, you don't have a plan, you're just doing it for the money, you're trading time for money, ultimately you're slaving and you're building somebody else's dream. You know, and we can go deeper into that, but let's get to the second point before we even go in on all of them. Two, you're going to be replaceable. No matter how nice you are, no matter how skilled you are, as long as you're building for somebody else, as long as you're making something work for somebody else, you still are going to be replaceable. You can make a business $1 million, but at the end of the day, if you die, they're going to put a job opening on Indeed.com for you. If you retire, they're going to place a job opening for you. Yes, they may honor you. Yes, they may give you rewards. Yes, they may award you, but ultimately, you're going to be replaced. So that's something to consider. And the third thing is energy. And what I mean by energy is this. Where's your health and wellness going? How are you taking care of yourself? At the place that you're at right now, does it even consider your health? And I'm not talking about from an aspect of like getting enough rest, even though that's part of it. But I'm talking about your mind state, your spirituality, your physical. You know, is it considering your health in itself? And really, are you considering your health? How many times do you disregard your health because you work in a 9-to-5? How many times do you disregard the things you need to do for your household because you work in a 9-to-5? How many times are you disregarding everything because you got to make sure you got a job that's paying you every hour and you get a check every week or bi-weekly? You know, your health is so important, and what you feel at a job, the negativity, the positivity, the discomfort, the discouragement, whatever you may feel, you take that same energy to your household. And who is in your household? Who are you affecting by being in a place that ultimately consumes you in a certain wave or a certain frequency, or you're around certain people? Because ultimately your village, your environment is going to affect you no matter what you think. So what are you affected by? How are you affected in itself? Just something to consider when it comes down to it. So those are some of the points I want to bring to the forefront, and I'm going to bring some more people on just to do the podcast. I want to get some perspective on this, because I know it's somebody out here that disagrees, and I know it's somebody that agrees but can, you know, want to shed light on it. I can always give my perspective, but it's great to also have these discussions with others. So again, 9-to-5 slaving is the topic. One, you either building somebody else's dream or you building your own. Which one are you doing? Two, in a 9-to-5 setting, you're replaceable. And three, how are you taking care of your health and wellness? How are you taking care of your energy? Because ultimately, a 9-to-5 can dim out your light if you're not if you don't have a plan and if you are not initiating it in itself. So something to consider. We'll get back with y'all, family. Continue to be great and dominate. And ultimately, man, it's all about celebrating your life in itself. Peace and love.